Well, I think at 7 o'clock, so we have three members of the committee, and I think Councillor Noel indicated she would be late. So I'd like to get us started. This is an irregularly scheduled meeting of the Rules Subcommittee of the Programs and Services Committee, and present at the start of the meeting are Councillor Humphrey, Councillor Krinsman, our committee clerk, Nathan Giacalone. I'm Lyle Baker, the chair of the subcommittee, and we'll be joined by Councillor Noel later, and I hope the president, who normally drops in and keeps his company and offers commentary as she goes. So as I indicated in the memo, what I've been trying to do with Nathan is to pull into one document all of the questions and comments, some of which we've not gotten through, but some of which are fairly routine. And I'd like to produce a consolidated version that might be in two versions. One would be the pieces that we've agreed to and are clear about. Some of them are purely just clarification of identity and things like that. But there are others that have policy implications we have talked about but haven't decided, and then others we haven't discussed. But what I hope that we might pick up on is that in the intervening weeks, there may be issues that have come up that members of the committee would like to be added to the conversation. And what I wanted to do was to try and do that, at least give everyone a chance to offer several or one or more ideas. And Nathan, if you can try and help me keep track, that we should add to the list, and then put together something over the summer and try and meet that first time in September before the Programs and Services Committee meeting, if we could, and see if we can move on a regular schedule after that in order to try and get something to the full committee and ultimately to the council that we can get done. Because I think it's important that we do this early enough in the fall that it's not caught up in everything else that's going on. So that's the general thrust of what I hope to accomplish, but I'm open to suggestions from members of the subcommittee.
Or if I could interrupt for a moment, Councillor, would you like me to put up, I think we asked about this before, would you like me to put up the Word version of the agenda so we can...
Just put it up changes? There just so everybody can see. I have a couple of rules changes or clarifications that I think may be worth doing, and I want to just, I'll mention those just as a way of starting the conversation. One of them, this may sound somewhat odd, but there is a provision in the rules for the role of the president emeritus, and I'm duly elected president emeritus, and my job under the rules is to preside when the vice president is not available and the president is not available, which has occasionally occurred during my tenure in this role. I think it's important to provide for something like that, but I'm beginning to question, nobody calls me president emeritus except the mayor, and our late colleague, Councillor Ciccone, and you know, I don't stand on ceremony, so I'm perfectly happy with Councillor. So I guess one of the questions I'm going to raise, just because I'm the person that happens to occupy that role, is whether we really need that or whether a parliamentarian or some other similar function might be built into the rules to assist the president and the clerk. But so that's just an example. But now let me recognize Councillor Humphrey.
Yeah, I don't have any initial thoughts on that one because I haven't thought about it before.
You have no reason you should. I'm just putting it out as an agenda item. I'm not saying I'm going to decide it. I just want to, I'm going to add it to the list sort of for future conversation.
That's I've been kind of thinking this for a while, and I think that the most recent meeting really kind of sharpened this. I think we need to make some revisions to the rules about adding things late to the docket and or not adding things to the docket at all, because most of the time it's fine. There's nothing controversial, but when you get to one of those edge cases where somebody has a dispute about it, that becomes very confusing. And I think just in the interest of like people understanding what's going on, I mean, we had a whole back and forth thing about whether or not something had been accepted to the docket yet or not, or whether, you know, and what was supposed to be first call versus second call, et cetera. And I just, something needs to be straightened out there because it, everyone should understand exactly what they're doing and how to accomplish what they're trying to do.
I agree with that. And we've been joined by the president from somewhere, maybe on the Cape. I don't know where you are, but I hope it's dry. Anyway, so that's a useful thought, and that was another issue I was going to raise to sort of clarify that, because the way the rules are structured, you can accept something to the docket and then put it on second call whether to, accept it late and then put it on second call whether to accept it at all. And the question I think is how to manage that process so that it's clean and clear and everybody knows where we are.
Yeah, I feel like having that two-step process is quite confusing and it's not intuitive. And the other thing is just especially keep bearing in mind just the reality that more than half of us are either first or second term at this point. There are certain things that people who had been there a while might obviously be familiar with, but some of us who are newer might just not even think about how it's typically structured in one of those meetings. Another sort of related thing is just in general, I think the instinct is to say, okay, if you're going to debate something in some way, then it goes on second call. But in that case, that was incorrect because procedurally what should have happened should have been a discussion on the motion to accept a late filed item, but that wasn't intuitive because it wasn't part of second call, right? So you can see where it would be confusing to almost anybody that's newer as to what's happening. And there were also cases at the beginning of the term where I think I put some things on second call where I probably didn't need to, but I just was kind of confused as to whether or not I needed to, if there was going to be some sort of debate or discussion, especially because, you know, there's that sort of, I don't know, is it formal or informal about saying why you're voting no on something? Because
there are two dimensions of that one. I just respond on that. There's the formal requirement for land use special permits. Because if you don't get 16 votes, then the clerk has to prepare what is called a negative board order. You know, even though it didn't get approved, or if it was a housing item, it'd be less than 16.
Right.
But you're not required to, the rules say that you're supposed to do it. I'm not sure that the constabulary will come after us if we don't. But it's that's certainly one of those things that, again, I think what you're saying in some different terms than you did, but I think it's an important point, is that it may be useful as part of our process to have a little bit of a guide to the rules that both the public and counselors can repair to. Because if you're not somebody who's kind of a rules junkie, you wouldn't know where to go and wouldn't know what to make sense of, you know, just how this all works.
Right.
I did some of this for counselor work on the TV show that I did a while back, but it's now almost 10 years old and it's time to update that.
Right.
But I see the president has her hand up.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, Nathan, could you make that screen bigger? I can't read what it says. But the other thing I wanted to say about, there are some councils that they just docket the item and it goes right into the queue for whatever committee it's going to. They don't have this, that it's not a real thing until it's accepted by the council. I don't understand. I don't even know why we do that. I don't want to discuss it now, but I think it's worth looking into.
No, that's a fair point. I mean, today's conversation is really trying to make sure we capture those kinds of questions we're not going to discuss tonight, but at least this has been part of the council since I've been on it since 1980, but it doesn't mean that it has a reason behind it, you know. And part of what you're asking is there a good reason, right? So, other issues that people would like to make sure we get on the list?
I think one thing I just want to note is that I think if we discuss, you know, whether there's the need for the council to accept something on the docket, it feels to me like it's related to the question of who can file a docket item, how it gets accepted, and what steps have to be taken before an item is heard. And I say that because they don't necessarily all need to be in place, but I think I don't want it to be the case that, random resident X can file an item which automatically gets added to the docket and then automatically has to be heard 20 days later because, you know, we've all seen this could be a very insightful thing to do. So I want to make sure that there are checks along the way for counselors to sort of set the agenda. Again, it doesn't have to be at the docketing phase. It doesn't have to be who can docket, and it doesn't have to be with who can hear. But I think if we discuss them all together, we can be sure that the appropriate flow of docket items is in place. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And what I'm hearing is that there's some value in thinking this through as a system, a flow, sort of a flow chart of you know, how does things start and how do they go, you know.
Exactly. And whether, you know, the systems we have in place make sense the way they are, whether they need to evolve. It's a fair question.
Yeah. Okay. Other issues or thoughts? President Albright, I mentioned that I was, before you joined, that I was going to try and think about replacing the president emeritus with something else, like parliamentarian or something. Because nobody calls me that, and it doesn't need to be. It's just you need somebody to preside when the president and vice president aren't there, which I have done. And occasionally, it would be nice probably if we had an ordinance. Nobody's ever complained, but I've signed some orders as the president emeritus that paid bills for the city because there was no one else there. The mayor was gone, the president was gone, the vice president was gone, and city government had to function. So. I hope the statute of limitations is run, so I think I'm all right.
Just a practical thought. There might at some point be a situation after, you know, you've retired and after Mark's retired and so on, where there isn't necessarily a president emeritus serving at the time who could fill that position. So do we need to have some sort of more generic position that doesn't require that to have been the case?
And that we do have that for committees. My memory is that if the chair or vice chair is not available, the senior member of the committee acts as chair, but we don't have that provision really in our rules. So again, I think it's a useful point because you may not have an ex-president around even if under the current rules, and they may not run for the job. So we need to have somebody who can fill the hole if there is one occasionally, which it does happen, you know, at least it's happened probably 5 times in my tenure as president emeritus, if I can count backwards.
You know, Lyle, to your point about the parliamentarian, I just heard this morning something in the news, and I don't remember exactly, but it was the city parliamentarian was consulted on X, Y, and Z. And I thought, wow, we need a city parliamentarian.
Well, that may be what we need, and not a president emeritus. Although, but we do need a functioning role filler, you know, and that sort of thing. So I think that although the rule is wonderfully arcane, it says the president emeritus shall perform such duties as the president may direct. So I'm the only city councilor that the president can tell what to do. So that's always struck me as kind of a fun thing. Anyway, okay. Well, I think that the thrust of what we're hearing is that we need to have some better clarity in the rules, not in the just in the rules, but in the council about how our process really works and how it should work. So it seems to me that part of the conversation tonight has generated for me a thought that some sort of guide to the rules the process may be an important complement to the rules themselves, just so that people who are not familiar with this process can get up to speed and it doesn't seem like it's all inside baseball or whatever that metaphor really represents. I never know what outside baseball was in comparison unless it was just real baseball, but never mind. Any other thoughts? I don't want to keep us long because we've had a long budget conversation and we got a lot of things still to do. But
I guess my question at this point is, you know, are we trying to work up a whole set of things that we move out to committee and then the full council all at once, or are we going to do this piecemeal, or what are we thinking? Because some of the stuff it feels like we've been kicking around for quite a few months at this point without really finalizing
it. what I envision is sort of the two-level document when we get back together. The first would be those things that we've agreed and are relatively simple changes, or those we've agreed to, that we could recommend to the committee relatively quickly and get those done. And then the second level document, which is the more difficult questions, and see if we can deal with those on a second level. I think mixing the sort of minor and major ones together gets us a bit into difficulty because it's hard to sort out what's what. And I'm thinking really of a two-tier system, if that's agreeable to the committee or subcommittee, so that we might report something out to the full committee that is, you know, we've done a little bit of that already, but I think there's time for a second round of that, and then see if we can get this other more difficult question sorted out and then out to the committee. So that's where I hope to go. So I would view the first meeting in September to sort of pass on that, and to be clear about the questions once we do that we want to talk about at the next meeting, and then try and resolve as many of those in the next couple of meetings we can. Recognizing we may not resolve all matters, but at least we can get as many done as we can. So that's what I hope to set up as the agenda and the process. So unless anybody has any other comments, and I don't want to keep you tonight because I didn't expect to get into substantive discussion. I just wanted to make sure we had clarity about those issues which we need to attend to in the process and our output. Anybody have any more comments or thoughts? Sorry, I'm looking to the side because I see your pictures over there, and I suddenly realized the camera's in the middle and it all looks strange. So I'll move you over here. I'm still learning how to use this gadget. It's not it. Oh,
almost a year and a half. Wow.
I know. It's hard to believe. When do we have to have a discussion about when we go back into the chamber, and when does that happen?
The work that new TV is doing so that we can run hybrid meetings should be done by the end of August. So I think we can, and for safety's sake, I think we can go back in September.
Well, that would be great. I just think that's, you know, I look forward to seeing you all in person rather than just on the digital image. Although it's certainly convenient to be able to do this from home. There's something I think gained by being in proximity, not just adjacent to each other on the screen.
The chamber is very dusty.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. We had to dust off all our desks and chairs for that finance meeting that was in there.
Oh, my. Well, I guess we'll have to borrow a leaf blower.
I was thinking, Madam President, that you could add dusting to the duties of the President Emeritus, since you get to direct.
Wait a little while.
How about that? All right, folks. I think I'm cooked and done, unless you have anything else. But I appreciate this. This is helpful to get sorted out. Nathan, you and I should set up a time to talk a little bit later in the week or next week to sort of work these things together. Okay?
Sure. I think that's a good idea.
All right. Okay, folks.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good 4th of July.
Good night. Happy 4th, everyone.
All right. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Bye.
You too.